If it feels like an impossible task, perhaps that is the surest sign it is an important one. We shift our focus now to the civil war in Syria with two very different perspectives on what can be done there. In a moment, how the wisdom of designers might help a people to govern themselves even amidst a civil war. But first, can real tangible diplomacy in Syria take the conflict beyond the latest crisis over chemical weapons? Wolfgang Petritsch was Europe's chief negotiator at the Kosovo peace talks. He has long experience in the Balkans. Petritsch says, based on his experiences, there are opportunities for diplomacy in Syria right now, but time may be running out to apply lessons from the conflict in former Yugoslavia.
There are certain structural similarities. So when it comes to the root causes, for example, who usually are social, economic crisis, unfair representation, and so on. And this is true for Yugoslavia and, of course, also for Syria. But then again, the escalation, and this is my second point, is something which one has to watch very carefully. In Bosnia-Herzegovina, the war went on for 3.5 years, more than 100,000 people killed, 50% of the population displaced and refugees. Therefore, the solution that was found eventually in Dayton is not really ideal. It stopped the war, but it is no blueprint to build a state. On the other hand, you have Kosovo, which was about 4 years later, already warned, so to speak, by the Bosnian experience. The international community, Europeans, the Americans, decided to act early on. And this early engagement actually brought about a better start for state building.
Well, a great insight there, if there are disturbing lessons from the Balkans based on what's going on in Syria right now. I'm wondering if the reality in Yugoslavia, in that it was breaking apart into countries and entities that predated the Cold War, if that was an assistance in the sense that there was a map somewhere that was going to represent peace. That's not the case in Syria, even though there might be an argument for partitioning various places in the country to deal with the sectarian tensions. That's really not an option in Syria, right?
Well, right now it is not an option, obviously. Therefore, one would have to figure out what kind of, models short of partition should be considered. Of course, I mean, the situation is such that you have now a minority rule. That needs to change. But on the other hand, you have to give the minorities there, particularly the ruling minorities, the Alawis, a real confidence and tell them that we will take care of your safety, which is, of course, not so easy. And then there are several models, of course, federalization, decentralization, autonomy, territorial autonomy, and in the end, of course, also in a way, what has happened in Bosnia-Herzegovina, so to speak, there are two entities, highly autonomous, under the umbrella of the state of Bosnia-Herzegovina.
You know, one thing that really strikes me here is that the map made during the Cold War has been a much more elastic map in terms of borders changing and countries being restored to some form of autonomy post-Cold War, much more elastic than the map created after World War I, which is really what you're looking at in the Middle East. You just mentioned the situation in Syria, Libya, the same. There seems to be no return in the Middle East to a pre-World War I map. I'm wondering if that's a complication.
Well, of course, the map drawn by the former colonial power, so to speak, is something which is highly sensitive because they are so arbitrary. Like, think of the Kurds. The Kurds are now in 6 different countries in the region. And there are vested interests, let's say, in Ankara as well as in Iraq, not to go the way of partition, because it would have such consequences considered by many not positive ones. Of course, therefore, I believe we need to really have a very good look into what are the options short of partition. That's extremely important. But there you need to find a fair solution. You need to consider who really suffered and who was in a better situation and how to rebalance, so to speak, and come up with an equitable solution. A second point, which is so important, of course, in the region, is we had and still have the European Union. So the European Union, of course, was able to bring demise of Yugoslavia in many ways to offer them, so to speak, a third way to join the European Union. This is not the case in the Middle East. There, the Arab League obviously is still too weak, but I think another point is really to strengthen regional cooperation, to strengthen regional frameworks that would definitely help to find a solution. Because you cannot see and view and resolve Syria in isolation. So therefore, what you need to do is find an interim agreement. But before doing so, I think you have to take care of the humanitarian catastrophe there. This is absolutely off the radar screen right now, and this is the biggest immediate problem there. And then, not second, but in parallel, you should really aim for a ceasefire.
A final comment on the world today, in the sense that you've been an experienced diplomat through this whole post-Cold War period. Do you think the world in general is getting more numbed by humanitarian catastrophes, and at the same time, are diplomats facing much more complicated questions of diplomacy, or are they just not as skilled as they were a generation ago?
Well, they are, I'm sure they are very skilled, but they are ill-prepared for this new situation that you just referred to. I believe that we have to invest much more, not so much financially. This is not such an expensive business compared to the military, but greater sophistication, better education, learn how to mediate, you know, how to engage at the level, at the sub-level of government, civil society. You need to activate. Incremental steps are important. Interim solutions are important. And again, I repeat myself, the humanitarian side is scandalous. That needs to be the priority number one.
Wolfgang Petritsch, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Wolfgang Petritsch is the former Austrian ambassador to the Federal Republic of Yugoslavia. He was also the EU's special envoy and chief negotiator at the Kosovo peace talks.